Today on the Pastor Study, we're going to continue a series of studies on biblical characters. Today we want to take up the Bible character Hannah. Hannah, and our study's entitled Hannah, All God Made Her to Be. Now the time that Hannah lives was a time when there was no king and the priesthood was corrupt. God was raising up a man to lead the Israelites. As always, when God is choosing to bring forth a leader, he starts in the home. Note that with Moses in Exodus. The book itself starts with the description of the home. Note also that the New Testament begins with a description of the family of Jesus. Although there are many good men who come from broken homes, the majority of God's great men come from godly homes. Let me ask you this question. Has there ever been a time when you personally felt that there was something that the Lord would have you to do? Let me ask you another question. What is the one thing all Christians have in common concerning the will of God? The answer to that would be each person has a specific place he is to fulfill in the will of God. Our lesson today is concerned with Hannah, filling her place in the will of God. Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel and read about Hannah, and then we'll get right into our study today on Hannah. Now, there was a certain man of Ramah Taim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliahu, the son of Tophhu, the son of Zuph, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice under the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all his sons, unto all her sons and her daughters, portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And of course, her adversary was Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, who had had children. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. The child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. So we read of the Hannah at one time was barren, and the Lord blessed her and gave her a child. The first thing as we begin now about Hannah is, Hannah could live under disgrace. In Old Testament times, it was a disgrace for a woman not to be a mother. Hannah lived under this disgrace. In our day, there are so many things that we as Christians do unknowingly that bring us under reproach, that our people need to be taught how to live. It is easy for a person to live as a Christian when all the world is shouting, What a wonderful Christian. When we do something wrong and the people look down upon us, it takes real Christian character to continue to stand and to live as God would have us to do. And that's exactly what Hannah did. The second thing about Hannah could live facing opposition. First Samuel chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, we read, And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. You see, Hannah lived in a household where others constantly reminded her of her disgrace. And in fact, the one doing the reminding is called her adversary. And this was the other wife of Elkanah. Hannah's husband had another wife, as we read, and who had, God had blessed her with children. And she constantly reminded Hannah of how she was barren. She wasn't Hannah's friend, she was her adversary. People seem to have the idea that when they become Christians, all opposition ceases. And that's not so. In reality, what happens, opposition doubles. You see, you're not only battling with your flesh, but also the world and the devil. In fact, we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse number 8, that the devil is called our adversary. Look in 1 Peter with me, chapter number 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter 5:8, we are told, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So it's no accidents with God that Hannah's adversary, Hannah's, the other wife to her husband Elkanah, is called Hannah's adversary, amen, because she was acting like the devil, amen, here in our portion of scripture today, amen, antagonistic, opposing Hannah and so forth and so on. The third thing we want to see is she wanted to be what she was supposed to be, amen. Looking in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 8, we read, and then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? You see, Hannah wanted to be a mother, and nothing else could satisfy her. And verses 5 and 8 say that with all the gifts that her husband gave her, she still could not be satisfied being anything less than what she was supposed to be. Amen. And then we see that Hannah went to the right people for advice. We see that it came time to go up to Shiloh to make the sacrifice, and she went up to talk to the priest to find out what she might do. This is a tremendous place to impress upon all ages the necessity for going to spiritual people for advice concerning spiritual decisions. To teach youngsters to go to their Sunday school teachers or to the preacher or their Christian school teachers. Amen. How dare we ever accept advice from ungodly people? In fact, the first psalm that was written, let's turn to Psalm 1 and read that together. Psalm 1 talks about that, talks exactly about that, and where we should get our instructions from the godly. We read in Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man. See, blessed also means happy. You'll be blessed and you'll be happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Another thing we want to see about Hannah is adversity brought her closer to the Lord. Look at in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10. It's, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She went to the Lord. Her adversity brought her close to the Lord. She went to the Lord and she poured her heart out. It says she wept sore. Have you ever wept so much that your insides are sore? Amen. Your eyes are sore. Amen. That's how much she poured how in deep sorrow she was. Amen. How she was depressed. But no, she didn't go to the psychologist or the psychiatrist. She went to the Lord and poured her heart out to the Lord. Amen. Now think of all the opposition and personal turmoil, bitterness of soul that Hannah had. But she prayed unto the Lord. See, adversity happens for many reasons, my friend. If the devil is trying to stop us, then the only way to defeat his purposes entirely is to use that to bring us closer to the Lord. Of course, if the Lord is working to bring us closer to him, surely too must be done. Adversity should always bring us closer to the Lord. We see another thing about Hannah. She knew how to pray. Little children should not grow up without hearing their parents praying for them. Let me ask you this question, my friend. How many times a day could you find time to pray? Upon wakening, when parting, at times of eating food, when meeting others, when hearing of problems. There are so many times and so many things that we could pray. Amen. The sad commentary on the Christian today is that he doesn't pray. Doesn't pray at all or doesn't pray enough. No wonder so many Christians live a defeated life when they could have victory. We see that Hannah prayed. Another thing about Hannah, not only that she knew how to pray, but she prayed until the answer came. She did not just say, her, now I lay me, amen. But she prayed until she knew that God was going to give her that which she asked for, amen. And then we see that Hannah, she vowed to use the gift of the Lord. Hannah had prayed asking God for the gift of a son. And when the gift was promised, she in turn vowed that she would use it for the Lord. How dare we use any godly acquisition in a way that would not bring honor to the one who bestowed it upon us. We also see Hannah was sweet when misunderstood. 1 Samuel again in chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. You know, that's how sometimes we pour our heart out to the soul, and, you know, people couldn't hear us verbally, but we're moving our lips. And Eli the priest thought she was drunk. But she had been praying. The priest saw her, but not realizing that she was praying, he thought she was drunk, you know, out of her mind. But we see that she was a good sport. For her to rise, and she was a good sport because she didn't rise up in righteous indignation. But she very sweetly told the priest that she was not drunken, as he thought, but just pouring out her soul before the Lord. You know, what a time for us to learn the truth, that people are not always going to understand what we do. And human nature being what it is, my friend, we will never be given the benefit of the doubt. Then we see that Hannah remembered her vows. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. So Hannah had promised the Lord that if he would give her a child, she would in turn lend the child to him as long as he lived. And when the time came for the child to be old enough to be out from under her protection, then she brought her child that the vow might be completed. And then we see Hannah gave God the glory for the victory. Looking in 1 Samuel chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord, and my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease so, that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princesses, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Hannah's prayer here is one of the greatest Old Testament songs of victory. For in it she gives God all the credit for the blessing that she has attained. What a wonderful way for little children to grow up, remembering mother as one who sang the praises of God as she went about her daily duties. To be what she was supposed to be was the greatest thing in her life. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. Hannah said about God, He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princesses, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. She was saying, here in verse 8, that the poor sat upon the dunghill, and that the Lord could set them among the princesses. It seems that she is saying that she was once as the poor, but now was if she were sitting among the princesses. The only thing that had changed in her life was the fact that she had now become a mother. In becoming a mother, she had attained that position that she felt God would have for her. And as such, she was at the highest pinnacle. Amen. If you go on and you read further on in 1 Samuel chapter 2, you'll see that the Lord blessed Hannah not only with Samuel, but with other children. Amen. And I believe part of that is, number one, she prayed to the Lord, she made a vow, she followed through what she had vowed to the Lord and gave her son up to the Lord to serve the Lord all the days of his life. And then we read how she gave God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for all that he had given her and all that she had obtained. And God blessed her not only with Samuel, but with other children. We see Hannah, she gave her best to the Lord. When Samuel was born, he was her greatest possession. But she still gave him to the Lord. You see, if you think about it, she was barren. She hadn't been without children. She had been ridiculed, amen, by her adversary, her husband's other wife there. And it would have been very easy in the flesh to just hold on to that child. Amen. But she didn't. She wanted that child very much, but she gave him to the Lord as she promised. You see, my friend, there is great joy in giving our best to the Lord. And then we see the last thing about her is she did not want her family to have any exceptional considerations. The little coat that Hannah yearly took to her son in the service of the Lord was aside from all the spiritual implications, a covering for his body. As a youngster, he did not know enough to be of real use in the business of God. She did not scant him to be a burden that he could not absolve by his own efforts. As we conclude our study on Hannah today, most every point in the lesson is a good point applicable to any age. What we see in Hannah, what we need to learn from Hannah is this. We all need to have Christian characteristics that Hannah had, amen. She prayed to the Lord. She poured her heart out to the Lord. She took that adversity, amen. She stood up under her adversary, poured her heart out to the Lord, prayed to the Lord, got a hold of God. That's what we need to do as Christians, amen. Adversity should drive us closer to God, not farther away from him. Amen. She gave her best to the Lord. She gave her son. She made good on her vow. Amen. And God blessed her. Oh, there are just so many other things that we could learn from Hannah. My dear friend, that's all the time we have on the Pastor's Study. This is Brother Gino, thanking each and every one of you for joining me today. Until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.